on the master's call to God in prayer. Father God, in the matchless name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, we say thank you, Father. Thank you for allowing us to come together here again on the master's call. Father, we thank you for the veterans who have served our country here on this call, and we just want to make sure that we give them the recognition that they deserve. Father, as we just come to you, we thank you for the two amazing and dynamic women of God whose yes are the reason we can be on this call, Dr. P.K. Roberts-Patton and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. Lord, we know that you have worked it out for their good and our glory. We thank you for the Des de Leon family and the hedge of protection that you keep around them. Lord, right now, just continue to pour into the speaker as they get ready to pour out into us. Lord, we know that you are in control. Father, we thank you, we praise you, and we glorify you. It's in the matchless name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, we pray. And say amen, amen, and amen. I will now turn the call over to our host. Host, are you there?
I am here, Minister Kai. Are you able to hear me?
Loud and clear, Minister Tiffany. The floor is yours.
God bless you, Minister Kai. Take care of that thing that's going on over there. We bind it right now in the name of Jesus and speak total and complete healing to you. Drink plenty of ginger root tea today, and may God continue to bless you and keep you. Thank you so much for greeting us and seating us this morning and for opening us up in prayer. God bless you. Well, God morning, God morning, God morning to each and every single one of you who have dialed in to just the master's call. We thank you so much for joining us this morning, and happy Veterans Day to all of you who have served, who are serving, and who will serve. Thank you so much for serving for us, for protecting us, and for loving us enough to lay down your life on the front line for the United States of America. God bless you and God keep you, and we welcome you to the Master's Call. I am Tiffany Lauderdale, and I say welcome, 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 and God morning to each and every single one of you. This call started back on October the 25th of 2010. Yes, we just celebrated our ninth year here on the Master's Call without missing a day. I mean, wow, that's a lot to say. Every Monday through Friday, we gather here at this divine and appointed hour, and here lives are enriched, empowered, and enhanced as we begin our day. This call would not have started if it was not for the mission and the mandate that was followed by Dr. P.K. Roberts-Patton, who we say happy Veterans Day to you, Dr. P.K., and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, our Mother Eagle. And so I thank God for their yes, because it allows for us to gather here in this telecommunication sanctuary where lives have truly been changed. We stand on the scripture reference, Psalm 88:13, which reads, "But to thee I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before thee." We also have a website which you could actually go to at any time. It is www.themasterscall.net. So if you have a desire to do something different in 2019 before 2020, there are opportunities here for you on the Master's Call to serve. There is worship, there is greeting, and there is hosting. And maybe you have a message that you would like to share with the masses. Well, we invite you to send an email to info@themasterscall.net. And let us know that you are interested in being a part of the leadership team here on the Master's Call. And our prayer general, Minister Brenda Henry Terrell, or our Mother Eagle, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, will respond to you. See, we were all knitted together by a phenomenal health and wellness company known as Artist Life, founded over 31 years ago by the Des de Leon family. And so that appointment continues to transform lives all over the world. And so we thank God for Artist Life and for everyone who continues to make sure that lives are being transformed by health and wellness products. If you are interested in finding out more
about what Artist Life is about and about the wonderful products that it has, please get back with the person who invited you to this call, and they will share more about Artist Life with you. But at this time, it's time for us to hear the speaker and what the speaker would say, and I'll give you additional announcements later on.
Our speaker for this morning is none other than a phenomenal woman of God, Dr. Thomasine Pickens. Dr. Thomasine Pickens, founder of Real Word Ministries Incorporated, is located in San Antonio, Texas. The Lord opened the doors to Real Word Ministries in June of 2004, and she immediately became an outreach ministry assisting the Battered Women's Shelter, ministering under the bridge, Grace House, and many other places where hurting people reside. The prison ministry began in 2005 as the Lord began to send ex-offenders to her church home. The church is currently inside the prisons where she ministers on a weekly basis to both male and females throughout the state of Texas. Dr. Thomasine is also a certified life, career, and transitional coach and obtained her certification through CCE, Center for Credentialing and Education. She has a company, the Real Life Coaching Center, where she helps people transition in life. It is Dr. Thomasine's heart desire to help both men and women to turn their lives around so that our homes will be restored. She states how it hurts her heart to see so many youth confused and with no direction due to their parents making a mistake. It is her heart's desire to reunite the families back together again. It is also Dr. Thomasine's desire to one day open the Real Hope Home where she can bring families back together again and teach the mother and father how to parent their children. Dr. Thomasine truly believes that once a person knows better, that they will begin to do better. And so TMC family, at this time, without further ado, it is an honor, privilege, and pleasure to bring to the line, and the next voice that you will hear will be none other than Dr. Thomasine Pickens. Dr. Thomasine, are you out there this morning?
Good morning. Can you hear me?
I hear you loud and clear, woman of God. The platform is yours. Take it away.
Thank you so much. I appreciate that amazing greeting. God is simply amazing, and he is going to continue to do amazing things for us in this hour. We just have to have an ear to hear what God will be doing for us. He's going to really be moving, and we have to be on time and on target with him and not having any more delays. Y'all know I'm a transitional coach, and I'm always talking about purpose and strategies and moving forward. That's the calling that's on my life. So this morning, I want to take you all to a very familiar passage of Scripture in John chapter 6, and we're going to focus on verses 66 to 67. I want to kind of go back a little bit. We see in this passage of Scripture that Jesus is going through a transition. And many times transitions are hard for people, and we lose people in the midst of the transition. And so I want to encourage someone today, you may be in the middle of a transition, whatever that is. We have seasonal transitions. We have life transitions. Whatever it may be, I want to encourage you today to tell you to hold on during the transition. So Jesus was going through a transition, and he was explaining to the Jews who he was. And we see in this passage of Scripture that he was actually rejected by his own. It's amazing because he's telling them who he is, and they begin to complain. So they didn't have an ear to hear. They weren't even listening to what he was saying because they were complaining about the words that he had spoken out of his mouth. And y'all know that things in life is spiritual. Remember, we're spiritual beings having a human experience, not the other way around. And so we're spiritual first, and we always have to remember that, and we have to hear with our spiritual ears. So they're complaining about him, and Jesus, you know, he was so phenomenal because he would check you right where you were. And he was asking them, do you have a problem with what I'm saying? And they did have a problem with what he was saying. They didn't comprehend how was he going to be the bread and the drink, and they didn't understand that whole piece of it and who he thought he was. And in your life and in your business and in your careers, there's going to be times when people are going to wonder, who do you think you are? And you have to remain focused on who you are. You can't allow anyone's doubt to change your assignment that was given to you from God. Wherever God has you, if it's in your business and your career, wherever you are in this hour, don't allow the opinions of others who don't even know you to change what you're doing for the kingdom of God. So we see in verse 66, it says, from this time, many of his disciples went back and walked with him no more. So they walked away from Jesus. They said, this teaching is too hard. Who does he think he is? I'm getting away from this. I can't do this. Verse 67 is very powerful. This is where many of us need to be today. The Bible says, then Jesus said to the 12, everybody walked away. The multitude, get this, the multitude had walked away from Jesus. He's left with the 12. He's left with only 12 men that are standing beside him. And he looks at them and he says, do you also want to go away? You see, Jesus never allowed a person, a place, or a thing change his direction. He had been given a strategy from God, and he held on to that strategy that God had given him. So this morning, for a few minutes, I want to talk to you about nevertheless press. Nevertheless press. Press even when it seems like the majority has went another way, like the disciples that were walking with Jesus. Even when people look at you and say, what are you doing? This does not make sense. If you know deep down in your heart that this is something God has given you to do, stop apologizing, stop explaining, and go forth. Jesus could have spent a lot of time trying to convince the 12 disciples that he was who he said he was. He could have used a whole lot of words to try to convince them. However, all he said was, do you want to go too? In this hour, you have to know those that's in your inner circle, and you have to know their place and position in your life. And if they're coming up against you, then you need to kindly allow those people to move out of that inner circle so that you can focus on what God has told you to do. In this hour, you cannot get distracted. Number one, do not get distracted. Even, get this, Even when what they say makes sense, hear me, even when what they say makes sense in theory, it might make sense, but in the spirit, it won't. So God will tell you to do something, and they're looking at it and analyzing it, and in the natural, that doesn't make sense. What is she doing? What is he doing? That makes no sense. But in the spirit, it does make sense because that's exactly what God told you to do. They're looking at Jesus, and they even checked him. It's almost comical. The Jews even said, wait a minute, isn't that Mary? And they were like, who is he? That's Mary Joseph's boy. Like, what is he talking about? See, it didn't make sense in theory what he was saying when he says, you're going to eat my flesh and drink of my blood. That didn't make sense to them at all. They could not comprehend it. And so it's going to be things that God is going to tell you to do in your business and in your career that in theory, it just won't make sense. What do you mean you're walking away from this job and you're joining this business venture? What do you mean you're going all over the place and you're traveling and you're making money off of these garments? What does that mean? In theory, it won't make sense to them because it's not the assignment they gave to them. God didn't give them that assignment, so it won't make sense to them. So don't get distracted even when it may not make sense to anybody, but you know deep down in your heart of hearts that this is what God has called you to do. Don't let it get distracted to you. Be careful about listening to people trying to convince you. That's the key word. Be careful about allowing people to try to convince you to do something opposite of what you're doing, okay? Be very careful about that because people, they'll have you wondering and questioning and double questioning, and guess what? It's a waste of time. Point number two, it's a waste of time. Don't waste any more time. Don't slow down. No more delays. No more putting your dreams on hold. Jesus looked at the remaining and asked them if they wanted to go too, but he never allowed what others thought about him to limit him nor stop him. He asked the question, do you want to come? Because he was very confident in who he was. And so we got to make sure in this hour that we don't allow the opinions of others to convince us to do something that we should not be doing. I really believe this is one reason we have so many miserable people in the world today, because they're not doing what God called and created them to do. Therefore, they're not in God's will, and they're unhappy because they're frustrated, they're mad, they're angry, and it's all their fault because they're listening to others and they're not listening to Him. I had a beautiful aunt that just went home to be with the Lord in August. Well, she actually passed away in July, and she was in her 90s. And my aunt told me one day, we were at a family funeral probably about 10 years ago, and she came up to me and she says, "You have my mantle." And I was like, "What do you mean?" And she says, "I always wanted to do what you are doing. I always wanted to be an evangelist. I wanted to travel and I wanted to preach the word." She says, "But my pastor," well, she started her parents, she says, "But my parents, your great-grandparents told me that women didn't do that. My pastor told me I couldn't because women didn't do that. And my husband came up and said, you can't do that because women don't do that." So as a result, my great aunt became an usher at her church. She served for over 50 years, served them, probably close to 60. Anyway, served them. But she was one of the meanest ushers around. And that day that she told me that, she was just a mean person. But that day she told me that, I finally understood why she was so mean, because she was frustrated because she was not living her life on purpose. She was not doing what she was called and created to do. And I told her, I said, "Auntie," I said, "all of them have passed away. Now you can do that. You can start a women's group. You can pick up the phone and you can call people. You can pray for them. You can do it now. They're all gone." And at that point, she was like 85, and she says, "I can't do it now. I don't even know where to start." But my point is, this woman did not fulfill what God, the assignment that God had in her life, because of what other people said. We cannot allow people to do that. Don't slow down. When God gives you an assignment, you've got to go forth, and you've got to move fast, and you have to do what He told you to do. Get this also. Some people will not be able to handle your truth. Some people will not be able to have your truth nor your assignment. It's just going to confuse them. They're not going to understand it. And we spend way too much time trying to get people to understand our point of view, or to try to get them to look at things from our perspective, when we need to be doing what we were called and created to do. So you've got to understand that everyone's not going to understand what God has told you to do. Not everybody's going to be in agreement with what God has told you to do. Not everyone's going to support what God has told you to do. Don't worry about those things. God will send the right people if you will move forward and do what you're supposed to do. God will send new people. We especially in network marketing, we always want to go back to family and friends that we know. God says, in this hour, because I know what I have placed inside of you, I know what I've called you to do, I'll send new people to you. I'll send fresh people to you, people that you've never met, people that don't know you and you don't know them. I will send them to support a vision that I have given to you. So don't be concerned about who's going to show up. Don't be concerned about who's going to buy from you. Don't be concerned with who's going to be there to support the vision, because God has already strategically handpicked those people for you. You just have to get in the right place, the right position, and go forth and do what He told you to do. And do it exactly the way God has shown you. So many times God gives us a vision, He gives us the strategies, and we start manipulating it and we start changing it, and then it's not blessed, and then we get mad at God. But God never told us to make a change. However He gives you the strategy, do it exactly the way He has given it to you, and you will surely be blessed. Listen to those that have gone before you, and they have done it, and just duplicate what they've done. Duplicate what they've said. Duplicate their movement. Do it exactly the way they've shown you to do it, and it shall be blessed. We always want to put our flavor on something, and yes, you can do that at the point of time. But there's a time when you have to just duplicate. Just do it the way you've been shown. Don't try to perfect it. Just do it. That's the key word for somebody. My mentor told us not too long ago. She says, many of you spend so much time trying to perfect something that you don't do it. She says, do it without perfecting it. And that was life-changing for me. Don't try to sit there and perfect it and get it exactly right. Just do it, because we're getting delayed in the perfection. There are people who haven't even sold garments yet because they're trying to perfect how they're going to stay, and they're trying to perfect the list of who they're going to bring over. And so they have all this inventory, and they have no one to sell it to because they're trying to perfect it, when all you need to do is just do it. It's been demonstrated how to do it. Just duplicate what's been done, and guess what? God will bless you. And then as you do it, God will begin to change it, and he'll begin to give you your own flavor. But you have to get started. You have to do it. You gotta press. Nevertheless, press. No matter what people think, how they feel, how they look at you, what they say about you, press. Go forth and do it exactly the way God has shown it to you in your private time with him. Because God, guess what? He knows what he is doing. He has done this before. God is an expert. He is absolutely an expert. We're trying to be an expert, but he is the expert. He knows what he's doing. He knows how he wants to do it. He knows the people that he has lined up that's going to connect to make your vision go forward. All we have to do is take the mindset of Jesus and say, I know who I am, I know what I've been called to do, and I'm going to do it. I'm not going to apologize about it anymore. I'm not going to keep explaining to everyone. Either you trust the Holy Spirit that's on the inside of me, or you do not. But we do not have time to keep explaining it, keep trying to convince this person, this is why I'm doing it this way, this is why I'm doing this, God told me to do this. We don't have time to keep explaining. We're losing valuable time. My mentor recently said to me, and it really shocked me, she says, when are you going to do what God has called you to do? Because you're not getting younger. Oh, wow. You're not getting younger. And I kept hearing that. So when are you going to do it? And I'm like, oh, my God. We keep putting off and putting off and putting off. But my question to you this morning, think about it. When are you going to do what God has called you to do? When are you going to stop making excuses? When are you going to stop running? When are you going to stop trying to get out of everything God asks you to do? When are you going to stop being Moses? Have you met my brother Aaron? Moses did not want to do what he was called to do. He says, I have a stutter. He wasn't confident in himself, but he was yet the one that was chosen by God. So he says, let me tell you about my brother Aaron. Isn't that comical? We always want to push somebody else in the forefront. But God says, I know who they are. I know them. I have a different assignment for them. I have this for you to do. So don't push anyone else up front. Just do what I've asked you to do. I know them, and I created them. But that's not who I called. And so we keep wanting to go back, and back. We want to be behind the scenes. Everybody cannot be behind the scenes. Many of you on this call today, you've been called to go to the front. And you won't take your place or your position because you want to be the background person. But you weren't created to be the background person. That's why it's not working the way you want it to work, because that's not the position you're supposed to be in. God has called you to be on the forefront. And we need all of our forefront runners. This is good. We need all of our forefront runners in place and in position to go forth, regardless of what it looks like to others around you, but to do what you were called to do. It is always an honor to be on this call. I thank Dr. PK and Dr. Vanessa and all the greeters and everyone on this call for allowing me to come on and to give a word. But I want you to hear this. Nevertheless, press. Nevertheless, press. Stop being confused and concerned about others and go forward and do that business idea. Do what God told you to do. Take that promotion. Apply for it. Whatever it is God has called you to do, do it. Transition properly. And I want to say happy Veterans Day to all the veterans that's out there that have served our country. We thank you for everything that you've done for us, and thank you so much for giving us an opportunity to be free. If it wasn't for you all, we wouldn't be in the place and position we're in. We wouldn't be able to do what we do, so we thank you. So God bless you all, and thank you for allowing me to share this morning.
Let the church say amen. Let the church say amen. God is so good. Let the church say amen.
Dr. Thomasine Pick, wow, wow, wow. What a profound, on-time, inspirational, and revelational, that's a word, message that you just brought to us this morning straight from the throne room. May God continue to bless you and elevate you with my prayer. I will be calling you back momentarily to give us our benediction for the day. But at this time, we're just going to take a moment to go to God in prayer. Heavenly Father, we bless your name. We praise your name. We magnify your name. We glorify your name. We give you all the honor. We give you all of our praise, and we give you all of our worship. And we thank you for this Veterans Day of 2019 that you have allowed for us to wake up in, God. A day with new opportunities and new possibilities. And I thank you that you allowed us to get up, to wake up, to speak up, to rise up, to be the light in this world of darkness, oh God. And so we thank you for the messenger that brought us the message straight from you, oh God. Bless Dr. Thomasine. Fill her up with virtue until she overflows. Fill her up with every single thing that she needs, her family needs, her ministries and her businesses need in the name of Jesus. You said that we would not lack anything. You said that you would supply all of our needs. And so I ask that you would supply every single need for her and for everyone that is connected right here in the name of Jesus. I speak total and complete peace and healing to every heart. I thank you for those who have served on the front line, those who are continuing to serve, and those who are registered to serve, God. I pray that you would just continue to protect them because you are our protector. I pray for their families and for their hearts and for their minds right now. I ask that you would just restore right now in the name of Jesus, Father. We just thank you because you are doing greater and newer things in 2019. I thank you, God, for liberty. I thank you for justice. I thank you for peace. I thank you for freedom. God, I thank you because you are God and you are God all alone. I thank you that each of us has an assignment or assignments that you have given us, God. I pray that we will just take this day to evaluate and to go back and to make sure that we hear you clearly, oh God, that we would give you some time so you could let us know what it is that you would have us to do, that we would hear your voice clearly and not the voices of others that may distract us or hinder us from your purpose, oh God. So we thank you right now in advance for the downloads that you will bring to us. We thank you, God, for provision. We thank you for preparation. We thank you for your promises that have not expired. And we ask, God, that as we surrender to you, that your kingdom come, your will be done here on earth as it is in heaven in each of our lives. And we'll be forever grateful to give you the glory, to give you the honor, and to give you all of our praise. And these things we decree and declare in the matchless, in the mighty, and in the marvelous name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, we pray these things. Amen, amen, and amen. So we want to thank each and every single one of you for us here on the Master's Call. To go back and listen to the replay, please dial 712-432-1085. Use the access code 957-677-POUND. Immediately following this call today, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon will be the speaker on the Inspirational Monday call on the new Morning Motivational call. She will be the inspirational speaker for this morning. Please join us there at 712-770-4005. Use the access code 294-617-POUND. Again, we thank each and every single one of you for joining us here on the Master's Call. For those who have served this morning, we thank you and God, and bless God for you, Minister Kai. Thank you so much for greeting. Thank you so much, Dr. Thomasine Pickens, for serving us with that profound message. Definitely, please go back and listen to the replay and share it on your social media sites.
It has been a privilege and a pleasure for me to serve each one of you through worship and by hosting this morning. May you have an awesome and amazing day. Make your day great and make every step count. Dr. Thomasine Pickens, can you come back and give us our benediction for this day?
Amen. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. God bless you all. Have a wonderful week.